Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet B'chayros, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Rezivuk Hagun, Bikarov Mamesh. Now in the second Perek, which begins really the main discussion of the Masechta, we're going to be talking about the next part of B'chayros, which is a firstborn kosher animal. And the general idea is as follows. When we have a female kosher animal that can be brought as a carbon, cow, sheep, or goat, and it gives birth to its first baby. It's the first time that it had a baby. We're going to get into specific discussions what that means the first time, but for all intents and purposes, the first time that it has a child, that child is a male. It is a zachar. It is considered a bechor. It is kadosh meirecham. It automatically has kedusha and has to be given to a kohen. And the kohen brings it as a karbon. He eats some of it and some of it's put on his back. If it's bal mum, if it's blemished, then the kohen gets to keep it for himself and he doesn't bring it as a karbon. There are certain limitations to it though, because it still has kedusha. For example, if it's a cow, he can't work with it. If it's a sheep, he's not allowed to shear it and use its wool. And that's just some of the restrictions. Now, as we had in the previous parak with petar chamar, it has to be completely owned by a yid and is not allowed to be partially owned by a guy. The guy can't have any ownership in it because that's not considered the yid's animal. And so that's what we begin Perek Beis with. The Mishnah tells us, if a person buys the fetus of the cow of a non-Jew, so a non-Jew owns the cow, but the yid tells the non-Jew, I'm buying the fetus, the baby that's inside the mother's stomach. Or if a yid sells that to the guy, even though he's not allowed to, there's an iser for a yid to sell a large animal to a non-Jew. Or if he joins in a partnership an animal with a non-Jew. Or if he gets involved in this deal of kablanus with him, which is basically either the yid or the guy taking the animal and working with it and getting paid for that, and he has a part in the animal. In all these situations, when the firstborn is born, it's pater from b'chayrish. Then because the pasuk says be Yisrael with a yid, and so it means it has to be owned 100% by a yid, avoloi b'chayrim, not with others. Here we have something different than petar chamar. Kaihanim levim chayavim, a kohen or a levi that owns an animal and it gives birth to a firstborn, so they are chayiv in. They don't have to give it to another kohen, they get to keep it for themselves, but they're still chayiv in it, it still has kedusha. And the clarification of that is, they're not pater from the bechor of a kosher animal, they're only pater from pinyan ben, which we're going to be learning about later on in the Masechta. That's a firstborn male human. When a yiddish mama gives birth to firstborn boy, kohen and levi are pater in that, and pater chamar was in the previous parak, kohen and levi are pater from that as well. But a regular kosher animal, kohen and levi are chayiv in. And moving on to parak Beis Mishnah Beis. And really, Mishnah Beis over here and tomorrow Mishnah Gimel are literally copy-paste from the end of Perek Tes of Maseches Chul in the previous Masechta. And the reason why we bring them again is because we bring up Bechor in this discussion. And to understand these two Mishnayos, the general idea is as follows. We know that there's two different levels of Kadshim something could be. It could be Kadshi HaGuf, its body is inherently Kadosh, and that's a very high level of Kedusha. That's reserved for an animal that's designated as a carbon. It has Kedusha as a guf. And then we have something called Kedusha as Damim, that its value has Kedusha, but it doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf. Now, one of the big differences between the two is that something that has Kedusha Zaguf, even if it gets a mum, it gets a blemish, and we're going to redeem it, we're going to be paid it, and let's say sell it, and the first Kedusha is transferred off of it, it still retains some sort of level of Kedusha, and there are certain limitations with it, as opposed to something that has Kedusha Damim, once the Kedusha is transferred off of it, we're paid it because it gets a mum or whatever it is, or it's sold in order to use that money for the Beis HaMikdash, then its Kedusha completely comes off of it, and it doesn't retain anything whatsoever, so there's no limitations. The Mishnah tells us, call a kachim shkada mum kavu lagdeshan, any kachim that they had a mum kavua, they had a permanent blemish before they became kadosh. For example, we have a regular animal, it gets itself a mum kavua, maybe it broke its leg or something like that, it's never going to heal, it's never going to get better, and then a person made it kadosh. So it can't have kedusha zaguf, it can't be a karbon because it has a mum kavua. That means it's for sure on the lower level of kedusha's damim, and then it was redeemed. So number one, chayavim b'chayra, it's chayavim b'chayra. So let's say this is a sheep and it was a female, and then it gave birth to a male, it was its first baby, that has a din of b'chayra because this animal, even though it used to be kadosh, it's not Kaddish anymore, and it has zero Kedusha whatsoever, because again, even when it was Kaddish, it was a lower level of Kedusha, Kedusha's Damim, so now it retains no Kedusha whatsoever, it's already after Pidyon, and it's Chayv HaMachayra. Furthermore, Uv Matanis is Chayv HaMatanis as well. This was a discussion in Maseches Chulin that we had brought up for. This is when a regular animal shechted, not a carbon, just a regular animal, certain parts of it have to be given to a Kayin, that's called Matanis, and V'yotzel Chulin Gaz L'Yavid, it's 100% Chulin, that it's allowed to be shorn, and it's allowed to be worked, Uv L'Adam Chavin Mutter L'Achar B'dyonon, and after it's redeemed, the children are mutter and the milk is mutter, and vashechta mechutz pater. Even before it's redeemed, if one shechts it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's pater. It's not considered shchutei chutz. It's not like shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash because it's not a carbon, and the ain oisin temura, it's not able to accomplish a temura. This is only with a regular carbon, and then he takes a regular animal and says, this is an exchange of that one. Both of them are kadosh. This can't do that because it's not a carbon. And v'mesu yipadu, if it dies before pidyon, he could still be paid it. Chutz min ha-bechar min ha-meiser, except for bechar and meiser, an animal which is a bechar, even even if it's born with a mum, it still has an inherent kedusha to it, and so it does not fall in this category. And same thing with Meister Behema. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Daled, continue to discuss this topic. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.